Hey guys, it's Sally Kalen here, relationship coach, healer and mentor. I hope I'm finding you well today. Don't know if you can hear that, there's a plane flying over, but hopefully it won't get picked up too much in this podcast. So today I want to talk to you about love addiction. It is a very real issue and so many people have this infliction, and I am talking from experience. I was that person. And oftentimes we are not even aware that it is an addiction. We're just doing our thing in our life. And I never even was aware I had a real issue until obviously I got to that point in my life and everything changed and I was able to look back and put all the pieces together. But I want to share with you some of the signs that you may have love addiction, because it really is a serious situation, because it can lead you into really unhealthy relationships when you have that need to feel loved, right? And some of the points to look for. So number one is, do you believe that having someone in your life to love will fix all your problems? Are you that person that believes once you find that someone, you will feel so much better, that the reason why you're not quite happy with your life yet or things aren't going quite well enough yet is because you haven't found that special someone? I know for me that was definitely something I used to believe, and of course I would end up with someone and it was never enough because I wasn't enough within myself. And so we really believe that finding somebody is the answer to how we're feeling. So if you're somebody that finds yourself always thinking about that, and that's just something to reflect on there. The next point is, when you meet somebody, have you found yourself trying to change that person quite early on in the relationship? You may meet someone and you like them, but they're not quite right for whatever reason. Their style of dressing might not be up to what you like. They might not interact with you in the way you would hope in some ways, or there may be other aspects of them you feel they're a bit dorky, or you want to change them. So you've got this sort of part of you that you think they're quite nice, but you talk yourself into liking them more than you really want to, because you ultimately need that love now, that connection now. So you convince yourself that he's nice, but if that was a bit better, and if he dressed a bit better. So you're talking yourself into it, right? Another point to look for is, if you are someone that is preoccupied with the idea of love, you think about it a lot of the time. So you're, whether it's through music or you're watching these romantic movies, but you're very much focused on love and that feeling. You romanticize a lot of things, right? So you're kind of really in that whole romantic way of thinking and being, and it takes up a lot of your headspace. You are definitely finding that it takes up more of your headspace than any other aspect of your life, right? And that is a really common way to feel when you are addicted to love. For me, it took up so much of my headspace. My career was on the back burner, my health was on the back burner, like everything was at the back, and it was mainly just finding this relationship. And obviously I'm a mom, so I loved my kids so much, but it was right up there with my kids. It was just this need for love all the time. Another point is, if you are someone that has stayed in a bad relationship longer than you need to be because you didn't like the idea of that separation, because when we separate from a partner, when we have this love addiction, it almost feels like we're going to die because we're not getting the hit of dopamine in our mind, right? That release of the good chemicals we feel when there's all this attention going on. And when that person's no longer there, it's like coming off a drug, right? Because that's what love addiction is. And you tend to stay in a relationship way past its expiry date, just because the fear of being alone and that having that withdrawal from that dopamine. Essentially, that's what it is. Do you find yourself, another point is, Do you find yourself using words like soulmate and you're my lifelong partner, you're my twin flame, and you're really in, again, that romanticism way of thinking, believing that this is the person now, I found him, I've found this right person. And there's this real big high of this connection, and it's all high, 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 high. And then it'll just go like low and almost to the verge of depression and anxiety and stress in that relationship. And there really is this peaks and lows in these types of relationships, right? Another point is, when you do find yourself in a relationship with somebody, do you find yourself reflecting on past relationships and thinking about other people you've had in your life and thinking, my gosh, maybe I should have stayed with that person because he was so much nicer to me than this person? Or do you find yourself just romanticizing the past relationships that you had? And similar to what I just said, and questioning, is this now what I really want? And you get confused about, you second guess yourself. So you're uncertain all the time. You're sort of back and forth all the time. Another point to think about is, do you have an underlying belief where you expect your partner to somehow make everything okay for you? Like, you are expecting your partner to make you feel loved and beautiful, and you have this neediness about you where you are looking for that external need. So when you're in these relationships, you often aren't thinking about, wow, what can I give here? You're in such a needy space of just needing to feel loved, right? And it really is like, it's so consuming, right? So there are just some of the points I wanted to share with you briefly. I have more of those points, and I don't have my notes again. I've just read off what I remembered writing down earlier today. But look, I don't want you to feel bad about this. It is, so many of us are addicted to love to a certain degree. I think everybody has this need for love anyway, so that's the normal part. I think when you have a love addiction, it is like a compulsive like craving or pursuit of love, right? In an effort to get that sense of security and validation and worth from another person. So we are we're seeking something outside of ourselves all the time, and that is the difference, right? I mean, we can talk about the causes of love addiction. I mean, the causes are very, very simple. In fact, it basically comes from our early years, whether there was inadequate or inconsistent nurturing, there's low self-esteem, and there was just an absence of positive role models in our life, and also just this external world feeding us all this information, telling us that this is the idea of a great relationship. So we have this imaginary idea. I know for me, I used to watch all these old movies when I was a little girl, and I used to dream about being rescued by someone that was going to love me and make everything okay. And I didn't have that structure of feeling secure and safe growing up, so I really clinged to that idea and that notion. And then when I got old enough and I noticed boys were interested in me, it became literally my compulsive, like, drug of choice. And I started at 13, 14 dating boys, and it became just this incessant need for love and acceptance and validation. And coming from that place within myself, it made me end up in relationships that were obviously unhealthy, because that's what happens. Not every dysfunctional relationship or toxic relationship means that you are a love addict. There are plenty of people that have had toxic relationships and they don't have a love addiction, but so many do. And that is what I talk about a lot, because obviously I've been down that road and I've been able to heal myself from that completely. There is no love addiction in me anymore, guys. I am so proud and grateful to be able to say, because it is freeing and liberating when you fall madly in love with yourself. And that was the journey I went on when I realized the love I was seeking externally was always a journey I had to do within myself. I had to put those pieces together in myself before I was able to have a healthy relationship. And so there are just some things to think about today. Maybe you're questioning your own situation and wondering what's going on with you. And look, a lot of people that are in these patterns, they do find themselves repeating these patterns, right? And saying the same sorts of things. They'll never do that again. They're not going to date the same person again. But they end up doing exactly that because the work has to be done on yourself. You have to do the inner work. You have to look at your own dysfunctional pattern. You have to look at your relationships. And you just have to really take time out for yourself for having no relationship at all. Because love addicts, we go back-to-back relationships. There's no time for us to be on our own and take stock of our situation and make a decision to heal ourselves, right? And once you do that, though, it's going to be the most incredibly freeing experience, guys. It is amazing. Trust me, it is. So that's my message today, guys. Let me know if that was helpful. I'd love you to message me, hello@sallykalin.com. Reach out to me if I can help you here. As I mention all the time, my work is helping women get clarity in their relationships so they can make a decision. My role as a coach is also showing people how to let go of these toxic relationship patterns, these love addiction patterns, but so you can ultimately have healthy love. And the way I work with people is I help them understand their own mind. And it's literally a reprogramming of the internal beliefs and stories, which is essential for change. You can't change things by just moving the furniture around, so to speak. You have to go in the bio mind of your mind and look at the patterns and the beliefs you're playing out at the moment and consciously upwire new thoughts, behaviors, responses to create that new you. And it can be done, oh my gosh. And when it happens, you're going to be free. You're going to have a whole different experience of your life. And the person you're going to fall in love with is you. And it is incredible. So that's it for me, guys. Reach out to me. I'm signing off now. I will be back in a day or two. And I'm sending you so much love.